Now, Andy, what is the relationship between a comic and a satirical cartoonist? Is there one?
I think a satirical cartoonist has to work in a smaller, more contained an environment. A lot of times, these political cartoonists are one panel. I mean, and that's really difficult. It's like you have to do the setup and the punchline in one little panel.
You sound really admiring.
It's really, really a tough art form. Yes, I tip my hat to that.
Ah, well, in that case, you may have to be tipping your hat quite a bit, because Ashley Cleek in Istanbul has a portrait of a political cartoonist for whom just about everybody and everything seems to be fair game.
And that's my first cartoon in Shalom newspaper. The first.
Izal Rosenthal's desk is littered with pens. Colored pens, fine tip pens, feather pens. For years, Izal used to design and make these pens. That was his job, before he went back to his first love, cartooning.
My name is Izal Rosenthal. I do a lot of things. One of them is cartooning political cartoons for a newspaper called Shalom, which is today the official newspaper of the Jewish community of Turkey.
Izal's trim salt and pepper beard is set in contrast with a mane of gray and black hair. He laughs often, and the small lines at the corners of his eyes display both the joy and gravity of humor. In all his 61 years, Izal has not had any formal artistic training. In fact, he says, unlike an artist, a cartoonist cannot be trained.
It's not a real artist, you know. Cartooning is something different. It's something that you have inside yourself. When you are small, young, you start to draw your parents, your little sister or your grandma. It is easier to draw the caricature of older people, you know. And then when you start to school, you start to draw your teachers. And then you see how in trouble you are. Most of them, they don't like it. And when they don't like it, and if you have inside yourself some cartoonist soul, then you feel that you have to draw. You have to draw, and you continue, and then that's how it all begins.
But Izal's beginning was a bit tricky. He was constantly drawing, but had never published. So one day, he took his cartoons to the offices of Girgir, a famous humor magazine in Turkey, and handed them over to the editor, Oğuz Arel. Arel said he would buy Izal's cartoons, but there was a catch.
His assistant opened the door and he gave me back my file. He said, the master, Oğuz Arel, had chosen two of your works and you got your money. Go two floor downstairs, they will pay you immediately, but you must have some corrections. I was so happy. Then he closed the door. I opened the file. I saw my two cartoons corrected with a pencil by the master, Mr. Oğuz Arel, saying that, look, the guy should look at us. Don't make so many lines. You are confusing, etc. But your work is perfect. We bought two of them, and you will continue. Again, my anarchist side started to move. And I didn't like it. I didn't like the correction he made. I didn't like what he asked me to do. I didn't collect the money. And I get out. And for a few years, maybe 20 years, I didn't make anything professionally.
But privately, Izal continued to draw. And a few decades later, after the first Gulf War, the newspaper Shalom decided it needed a political cartoonist, so they called up Izal. Shalom, as the name hints, is the official newspaper of the Jewish community in Istanbul. The newspaper's offices are on the top floors of an old apartment building. The rooms smell like paper and old books. The Jewish community in Istanbul is small, around 20,000, and aging, but still they publish Shalom weekly. And every week, Izal's cartoon is on the front page, right-hand corner. Eddie Veron is the vice coordinator for the newspaper.
He's very critical, very, very critical, which we don't want to put in our newspapers. His anarchist sayings about Turkish politics, sometimes it's very straightforward. Then we call him and say, yeah, this is very nice, but maybe it will make many speculations from the community. So please change it a little bit. And he changes.
It's a difficult time to be a cartoonist in Turkey. Recently, the Turkish government was accused of clamping down on press freedom. According to the U.S.-based NGO, the Committee to Protect Journalists, 50 journalists are currently in jail for what they wrote. That's more than any other country in the world. Izel says he feels the restrictions. He used to write an op-ed column, but stopped when he realized he was censoring himself. But he continues to draw. For example, Kurdish politics and nationalism is a sensitive topic in Turkey.
Once it was a problem to draw the three colors together, the green, the red, and the yellow, because it represented the Kurdish flag, which is against the whole nation, you know, etc. I drew a cartoon putting the rainbow without those three colors. So now this is okay. So you see, cartoonists always, they find a solution.
And they should find solutions, Izel says. But cartoonists must also be aware of what they want to say and how they are saying it. In September, following the riots over the anti-Islam film The Innocence of Muslims, a satirical French weekly published a series of cartoons, some of which depicted Muhammad naked. Izel responded, in kind, by republishing an old cartoon. The cartoon is six square panels. It starts with a cartoonist drawing a bomb.
So the cartoonist is drawing a bomb. He's drawing a bomb. But he draws such a beautiful bomb, then the bomb explodes. And the cartoonist's face is full of ink. I saw a cartoon of Chabat saying that the words of Voltaire. I disagree with your opinion, your point of view, but I'm ready to fight for your right of expression.
During the Second Intifada, when violence between Israel and Palestine made headlines, Izel's cartoons were squeezed from three sides: Turkey, the Jewish community in Istanbul, and Israel. So Izel decided to scrap the political caricatures. Instead, he drew fish. Tropical fish. Sometimes swimming alone, sometimes in groups. No one could mistake a fish for a politician. And, Izel points out, fish don't talk. Instead, the minimal words in the cartoons were in the form of thought bubbles. Whenever he is worried that a topic may be too political, too inflammatory, Izel returns to his fish.
That's a cartoonist, you see. There are no taboos for cartoonists. It doesn't exist. They will find a solution. Absolutely. It's like the water, you know. They found a way.
It's meant to be, and I agree. I'm just a red fish in the blue sea. And now I see that it is me. I'm like a red fish in the blue sea.